Mini episode 1744 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1744 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of SummerSlam 2024. Please forgive the illness voice. Here's our top five notes of interest about one of the biggest sports entertainment cards of the year, which actually comes in the same month as the biggest pro wrestling card of the year, AEW All in London. Number five. For a mid-size wrestling market hosting its first Big Four pay-per-view in two decades, which was Survivor Series 2004, itself the first Big Four pay-per-view in town since SummerSlam 96. There are a lot of ties between the promotion and this city. CM Punk has had some of the worst moments of his life here, from the initial UFC embarrassment to his walkout from the Fed in 2014, to the kayfabe stripping of his world title at Unforgiven 08, even if they haven't factored into his heavily promoted match with Drew McIntyre. Hometown boy The Miz will be hosting the event. Another hometown boy, Johnny Gargano, will be defending the WWE Tag Team titles with his DIY partner Tommaso Ciampa on SmackDown Friday night at the Q against the Bloodline, and in the event of their forecasted defeat, hopefully Gargano gets some involvement on the big stage on Saturday night, probably in the Cody Rhodes Solo Sikoa title match. This would be especially poignant for Gargano, since his father just saw his beloved Gargano's restaurant and catering business in town suffer horrible fire damage. Logan Paul will defend the U.S. title against LA Knight in what figures to be a star-making performance for the latter wrestler, if indeed his moment hasn't already passed. For that matter, AEW star Wardlow has long been rumored to be joining the Fed, and in the unlikely event that his contract has expired, he could make a huge debut here. Number 4. The other undercard matches are Bayley defending her WWE Women's Championship against Nia Jax, who is in line for her every 2 years or so push, and Sami Zayn defending the Intercontinental title against the company's latest next big thing, Bron Breakker. Not much more to be said here, except that Sammy will have his formidable working boots on to establish Breakker like few others could. Number 3. The two most heavily pushed matches have been on a slow burn for most of 2024. The Judgment Day breakup was supercharged by a real-life unfortunate incident, Rhea Ripley's AC joint injury. This allowed for the Dom and Liz subplot that feels ready to explode on this stage as Ms. Morgan defends the women's world title against the dominant former champ who never lost it in the ring over the course of more than a year. CM Punk's late career penchant for big injuries kept him off the WrestleMania stage, and out of a likely night one main event against Seth Rollins for the world title, if reports are to be believed, but it set the stage for his entirely out-of-the-ring thus far feud with Drew McIntyre. This feud has been going on for so long without a match that somehow the 2023 and 2024 King of the Ring briefcases have been a part of it. Think on that for a minute. Left without anything to do, Seth Rollins was inserted as the third wheel special ref, which may portend shenanigans of some sort, with the Fed probably unlikely to allow a clean finish in the feud's first match. If so, the question of how much juice will be left in the rind for subsequent rematches would be very much an open question. Number 2. The two most heavily pushed matches do not include the World Heavyweight title. Gunther won King of the Ring to earn a match with Damian Priest and has been cutting worked shoot promos about how Priest has failed to become a top guy during this run. This is cutting perilously close to what's known in the biz as ribbing on the square, as Priest's babyface at the helm of a heel group shtick has done nothing to ensure that this world title run won't be his last. Gunther, as the longest-running IC champ of all time, is a gimme as a future world champion, and the only question is whether the future is now or at Bash in Berlin on August 31st. This has the potential to be a really great hoss fight, so it might have a chance to steal the show, but given the build that a world title match is supposed to have, even that feels like a backhanded compliment. Number 1. It might be the third most anticipated match on the show at best, but the one with the biggest ramifications will be the undisputed WWE Championship match between Cody Rhodes and Solo Sikoa. As has been pointed out copiously on the internet, Sikoa was inexplicably and counterproductively rendered a jobber to the stars after dispatching John Cena last year, but creative has microwaved the guy, and he does feel like he belongs on this stage, so they got away with it. Until very recently, Cody was existing on a different island than the evolving bloodline before they attacked him to bring him back into their angle for SummerSlam. Given the build for this card, it's almost easy to forget that Cody's two bloodline matches, especially the second one at WrestleMania, were by far the biggest part of the build for Mania 40, and that's why we have this match slotted here. Roman Reigns is widely expected to make his return to kick off the Bloodline Civil War and cement his until now unofficial face turn. This would enable Rhodes to keep his title and again peel off from the Bloodline with other storylines through the fall and winter before getting intertwined again for a match with Final Boss Rock at WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas. This card represents a rare move for WWE, putting their most important angle no higher than third from the top in actual perceived importance, even if it goes on last, which it might, to give the full spotlight to the expected Roman return. Of course, this also represents one of the key differences of Papa H-era main roster supervision, which is to provide main event level importance to other achingly slow burn storylines, like the dissolution of Judgment Day and the Drew versus Punk rivalry finally manifesting in a match 7 months in. Whatever happens, at least you know they're not flying by the seat of their pants like 2001 to 2022 era Vince booking. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.